Only a Branch and Preface from the True Vine, Meditations for a Month on John 15:1-16. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Phil Snyder. The True Vine, Meditations for a Month on John 15:1-16 by Andrew Murray. Only a Branch. I am the vine, ye are the branches. John 15:5. 'Tis only a little branch, a thing so fragile and weak. But that little branch hath a message true to give, could it only speak. I am only a little branch, I live by a life not mine, for the sap that flows through my tendril small is the lifeblood of the vine. No power indeed have I the fruit of myself to bear, but since I'm part of the living vine, in fruitfulness I share. Dost thou ask how I abide, how this life I can maintain? I am bound to the vine by life's strong band, and I only need remain. When first my life was given, in the spot where I am set, upborne and upheld as the days go by the stem which bears me yet, I fear not the days to come, I dwell not upon the past, as moment by moment I draw a life which forevermore shall last. I bask in the sun's bright beams, which with sweetness fills my fruit, yet I own not the clusters hanging there, for they all come from the root. A life which is not my own, but another's life in me. This is the message the branch would speak, a message to thee and me. Oh, struggle not to abide, nor labor to bring forth fruit, but let Jesus unite thee to himself as the vine branch to the root. So simple, so deep, so strong, that union with him shall be. His life shall forever replace thine own, and his love shall flow through thee. For his spirit's fruit is love, and love shall thy life become. And forevermore on his heart of love, thy spirit shall have her home. Freda Hanbury. Preface. I have felt drawn to try to write what young Christians might easily apprehend, as a help to them to take up that position in which the Christian life must be a success. It is as if there is not one of the principal temptations and failures of the Christian life that is not met here. The nearness, the all-sufficiency, the faithfulness of the Lord Jesus, the naturalness, the fruitfulness of a life of faith are so revealed that it is as if one could with confidence say, "Let the parable enter into the heart, and all will be right. May the blessed Lord give the blessing. May he teach us to study the mystery of the vine in the spirit of worship, waiting for God's own teaching." End of preface.